Parvati came back down the ladder, glowing with pride. "She says I've got all the makings of a true seer," she informed Harry and Ron. "I saw loads of stuff. Well, good luck." She hurried off down the spiral staircase towards Lavender. "Ronald Weasley," said the familiar, misty voice from over their heads. Ron grimaced at Harry and climbed the silver ladder out of sight. Harry was now the only person left to be tested. He settled himself on the floor with his back against the wall, listening to a fly buzzing in the sunny window, his mind across the grounds with Hagrid. Finally, after about 20 minutes, Ron's large feet reappeared on the ladder. "How'd it go?" Harry asked him, standing up. "Rubbish," said Ron. "Couldn't see a thing, so I made some stuff up. Don't think she was convinced, though." "Meet you in the common room," Harry muttered as Professor Trelawney's voice called, "Harry Potter!" The tower room was hotter than ever before. The curtains were closed, the fire was alight, and the usual sickly scent made Harry cough as he stumbled through the clutter of chairs and tables to where Professor Trelawney sat waiting for him before a large crystal ball. "Good day, my dear," she said softly. "If you would kindly gaze into the orb. Take your time now, then tell me what you see within it." Harry bent over the crystal ball and stared, stared as hard as he could, willing it to show him something other than swirling white fog. But nothing happened.